This is Dakota Daybook for June 21st. Every mother remembers well the hectic drive to the hospital while in labor. A few unlucky mothers end up giving birth in the car, which usually makes front page news. On this date, in 1913, back when women still gave birth at home and few owned cars, the front page news that a woman gave birth in a car must have been quite shocking. James and Mildred Wells lived on a farm near Hensler, about 40 miles northwest of Bismarck. Their neighbor, Fred Schofield, owned a car, so when Mildred went into labor, Fred agreed to drive her and her husband James to the nearest hospital in Bismarck. Since there was not yet a bridge over the Missouri River, they had to cross on a ferry by Washburn. About 18 miles north of Bismarck, the car was stopped so Mildred could give birth to Ruth, a baby girl. The frantic family continued towards Bismarck, but after driving 2 miles, the car had to stop again so Mildred could give birth to Ruth's twin, James Neal. The family arrived at the Bismarck Hospital 2 hours and 10 minutes after leaving their home 40 miles away. Today, that trip would take about 42 minutes. Sadly, when the family arrived at the hospital, it was discovered that little James Neal had died. Mildred and her daughter Ruth stayed at the hospital while Father James returned home to bury James Neal. Ruth proved to be a healthy baby and lived to age 93, dying in 2006. It's possible that Ruth and James Neal were the first babies to be born in a car in North Dakota. Another car birth came in January 1948. Mr. and Mrs. Donald Bernstad got stuck in a snowdrift near Wahpeton on the way to the hospital. Mrs. Bernstad gave birth 15 minutes later, but the family remained stuck in the snow for 2.5 hours. Mr. Bernstad managed to keep the car running the entire time in the sub-zero weather. Mother and baby were both healthy and hoping future babies would not be born in a snowbank. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Trista Razor Sturza. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.